From WOSU Public Media, this is Classical 101's In the Key of Dansmeyer. I'm Boyce Lancaster. David Dansmeyer is the new music director of ProMusica Chamber Orchestra. In a series of conversations, we're getting to know him a little better.
Ives is one of my favorite composers, full stop. I think he is a genius, and typical genius who was not at all kind of that big in his time. I actually heard this story from Dennis Russell Davis that I think when one of his later works, I have forgotten which work it was, but it was one of his later works when he was already kind of more well-known and respected, was premiered. He didn't dare to go to the concert. He was at home listening to the radio, to the broadcast, because he just couldn't, he was so plagued by self-consciousness or however you would call it. He didn't know if the piece was good, and, he had harsh critics at that time, and so, who thought he was writing overly complicated, which, might be a fair point in a kind of way, but it's just so fascinating. That Ives was a mathematician, mm-hmm. right? And earned his money as like this, and you can see that in his scores and in his way of writing music. It's such wonderful music, but the way he puts it on paper is very mathematical, and I have a fascination for that. I love mathematics. I think it's brilliant to look at Ives' scores, but I can understand that some people find it slightly tedious to read it and unlock the way you it needs to be played, because it's pretty complicated to figure out some bars, where the notes need to be placed exactly, because you have this kind of 7/1.5 bars or so. And for me, it's fun because, it means you have to kind of sit down and calculate where it should be in
it's
the bar.
A puzzle.
I think it's a puzzle, and it's brilliant at that. If you have a little bit of time on your hands, it's a brilliant puzzle. And, we all buy this, not we all, but I mean, some people buy these puzzle books and, crosswords and whatever. So, you can do that with an Ives score as well. It's just, I think it's entertaining. But the vision behind it is what fascinates me so much. You have these scores and you open it up and you're like, God, close it immediately because it just looks so complicated. But the sound that comes out of that is so amazingly beautiful and unbelievably brilliant that I think that's pure genius to write something which would looks like a mathematical equation and ends up being, beautiful and brilliant music. And I mean, Putnam's Camp is just too funny. It's just an unbelievably witty and funny piece. And a lot of kind of, well-known American melodies mixed in there. But also the first movement I'm a big fan of the piece. I've done it twice before, and I'm tremendously looking forward to do it again. It's really one of the all-time great classics of American music, I think.
It just takes the right person to unlock it, and it sounds like it takes that fascination with mathematics
you have to love it. I mean, I wouldn't want to learn an Ives score if I don't like it. Why would you do that? It takes a lot of time, and it's pretty complicated. So if you don't if you don't either like his music or kind of, don't have the fascination for complicated scores, just don't want to do it, I think you really shouldn't do it because it takes time. I mean, even for me, who has a fascination for it, it just takes time. It is complicated.
Well, and if you don't understand it, you don't like it, then the audience isn't going to
understand
it either.
But I have a total passion for his music. So, I'm really looking tremendously forward to doing it. Could do it tomorrow.
Be sure to check back for more conversations with ProMusica's David Dansmeyer. For more information and more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.